In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shadow.
So today we hear of the blind man standing by the road, sitting by the road and hearing the great crowd. And he said, what's going on? And someone said, Jesus of Nazareth is here. And so he cried out to him. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the prayer that he prays here is the one that we pray the most. If you think about it, what do we say so often in the liturgy? Again and again and again, we say, Lord, have mercy. And that's the actual prayer. When the deacon stands up here and says, in peace, let us pray to the Lord, what he says isn't the prayer. Our response, the people's response, Lord, have mercy, is the prayer. And we say that so many different times and in so many different numbers. We say it, you know, once, like then, or like when the deacon says, let us pray to the Lord, and the people respond, Lord, have mercy, and then the priest prays a prayer during the service. We say it three times. Quite often that shows up in between different verses or in between different prayers we pray, like in the Trisagion, where we say, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, right before we go into the Lord's Prayer. We say it 12 times. This happens in different parts of the different services. Like, for instance, this morning in Orthros, the chanter is saying, Lord, have mercy, 12 times at the end of the intercession that the deacon gives. We do it 40 times. This happens in some of the other services that we don't have on Sunday morning, like a compline, it's said 40 times. And we even say it 100 times at services of the cross. We say, Lord, have mercy 100 times. Also during Lent, there are certain times when we say, Lord, have mercy 100 times. And this is the most simple, the most basic prayer, but it also has so much power. There's so much behind it, asking our Lord to have mercy on us. The blind man, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing when he asked the Lord for mercy. If you notice, he didn't say, Lord, give me my sight. He said, Lord, have mercy. Because no matter what we want or what we think might be best for us, the best thing to always ask is, Lord, have mercy. Because in his mercy, he will give us what we need. And it may very well not be what we want. It may not be what we think is most important to us or it would be best for us. But it is the best thing that he can give to us. Is he shows us his mercy and he gives us what we need. And there are times when we do things that aren't according to his will. And even in that, when we do things that are sinful or when others do sinful things to us, he is still merciful to us. He still takes that evil and uses it for his good, uses it for our salvation if we allow him to. And so we have this prayer, we have this great example of this prayer of the blind man saying basically what is the Jesus prayer. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David was a messianic title. It was a title of the Messiah. So it was basically saying Christ. Christ is the anointed one. It's another term for the Messiah. And so he basically said, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. He's giving a truncated, shortened version of the Jesus Prayer. And the Jesus Prayer is the greatest in our arsenal of prayers. It's so important. It's such an important part of our lives as Orthodox Christians. Partly because it just takes, you know, I mean, obviously it's wonderful to have all these great long prayers that we have, but when something happens quickly, it's so much easier to say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Or even to just say, Lord, have mercy. Because like I said, that's kind of what all the prayers kind of boil down to. No matter what we're asking for his mercy, whether we're asking it for ourselves or for someone else. And so if you don't have the Jesus Prayer as part of your prayer rule, you really should. It's such a wonderful addition to the prayer rule. And part of it is just because of the stillness that it brings. Just taking time to slow down and to very thoughtfully pray each of the words of it. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. If you don't have a prayer rope, get yourself one. We have them in the bookstore, and if you can't afford one, I will give one to you because they're that important. And if you have one, keep it with you. Don't just have it sit somewhere, but keep it with you in a pocket, or if it's the kind that goes around your wrist. But don't let it just be jewelry. Pull it off. When you're driving, have it in your hand. especially if you're driving in really bad traffic. Whenever you're doing something that's kind of mindless, like washing dishes or whatever, try to be saying the Jesus prayer in your head. Try to do it as much as possible. When St. Paul talks about praying without ceasing, that's really what it is. It's the Jesus prayer. It's praying the Jesus prayer, and we pray it first with our mouth, and then with our mind, and finally in our heart. And so if you don't have it as part of your prayer rule, try to do at least 10 knots. Do at least say the Jesus prayer at least 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. And it's like I said, it's such a great gift. And it's just the essence of prayer wrapped up into a short little phrase. And like that blind man, we can call out to Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us. And we know that he will. We know that in his great mercy that he will grant that which we need for our salvation to his glory, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.